Tu ves
Ok, ¿me
demonio.
fale? Am I fine, Chloe? With the mic there.
Speak.
One, two, one, two.
Move forward. Don't move
Can
the
no,
mic.
no. Ah,
The
damn
mic is
it.
still fine.
Okay.
Just move forward.
One, two, one, two, one, two.
Just need to obviously.
I need I can move my mic. Ha ha ha. Okay.
Okay, we're good to go. Counting in 3, 2.
Hey, 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 and welcome to the political show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we have
Gavin Inslin,
Pastor Gavin Inslin, and
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on the political show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics. And before we continue, did you guys just see the glitch in the system? Like, Pastor Gavin and Black Knight picked up the cup at the exact same time, sipped at the same time, and then, sorry, I just saw that on the side of my, it's a glitch in the system, for those that believe in the Matrix and stuff. But what are we talking about today?
It's the AR Matrix.
No, that was very, I was trying to hold myself, but I couldn't. I'm like, we need to discuss what just happened. But what are we speaking
about
today?
We're not talking about the fact that you're saying that burgers, you know, hamburgers, your migraines.
It's a real thing.
Okay.
It's a real thing. Okay. If you're a person who suffers with migraines, you probably, if you haven't learned this, but the greasiest food can help with prevent your migraine if you feel it coming through, especially a McDonald's burger. What does it say about McDonald's?
Wow.
But let's continue. So we recently watched an interview between Alec Hogg,
yes,
who is from BizNews, and Pete Leroux, who is the CEO of
Sakalicha.
Sakalicha.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Hey?
That's not bad for a French sick.
Yeah. And it deals with basically speaking about the whole issue that South African system, systematic failure of local governance and the growing need of lawful community-driven alternatives. So we are going to unpack what they spoke about, the issues that they spoke about, and how Sakalicha, that one, comes into play with this. But Pascal, do you want to give a more brief explanation?
Yeah, so basically the interview came out, when was it? I think on about this week, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Somewhere there. And they were talking, there's a place called Dibitsong in the, I don't know if it's in the northwest or Limpopo province. It used to be called Lichtenburg. And it's a well-known story. I think we might have spoken about it a number of years ago. That the town council, city council, if whatever, of Lichtenburg or Dibitsong has basically collapsed. So people don't always get their rates and taxes bills, and then they get one that the guys have just made up, and you know, all sorts of stuff. Basically, there's been a total collapse in terms of services. And so Sakalicha went to the courts, and they went through the process of all the different levels, you know, in the government in terms of how to address the collapsing local government municipality. And they eventually got national government to act, when they threatened to sue them personally in their individual capacities for negligence in terms of their duty, you know, and in terms of the Local Government Act. So that's what we're going to discuss today, what we think of this. And obviously Alec Hogg liked it. He thought this is a great thing, because now you can sort of invalidate the council if they're really messing up, and you can pull the community together, get national government involved, get the town fixed, you know, and all of that sort of stuff. You know, so we're going to discuss our thoughts on this. Do we agree with them? You know, obviously we want the city council to work. Do we agree with their positions? And yeah.
Yes, it's going to be an interesting show, as always, right here on the political show where Christ politics is.
Hot politics.
Hot politics.
Get 20 minutes. Huh? Just hurry, bro.
Yeah, it'll be quick.
Listen, just hurry because Cynthia doesn't have a burger yet.
Are you not allowed to hold it? Yeah. Can't you? Like how he usually holds it.
I think the screws might be out. It's 18.
We were so lucky when we were given this mark.
So lucky.
Because it's such an expensive mark. Every time you record, you've got to screw the thing together.
So signal pop back.
Hey?
Yeah. Signal's back. Okay.
Okay, should we go? So this one, 20 minutes. Okay.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Can you count us in?
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
So the central problem that they were speaking about here is the collapse of local government. And Pastor Gavin spoke a bit about the municipality, one of the municipalities in South Africa. But across South Africa, municipalities are failing, services are collapsing, infrastructure is decaying, and corruption is entrenched. I mean, even if you go to the north, here in Joburg, the north of Joburg and stuff like that, a lot of the communities there and stuff used to be really, really beautiful. But now if you go into those communities, they don't even look, you would swear you're in the south with some of the communities in the north, the way that they're looking. But ratepayers keep paying for water, electricity, waste removal and taxes, but often get nothing in return. Traditional remedies like voting new people into office are no longer effective because elections produce the same result. Voters remain loyal to the dominant parties, even amid dysfunction. This leads to a governance vacuum where citizens feel trapped between paying for failure and breaking the law by withholding payments. So that's one of the issues that they speak about. The second issue is what happens after the state fails. Even if courts compel government to act, there's no guarantee of success. Often interventions fail too. Sakalicha introduces a new concept called state proofing. It's a concept that he spoke about in this interview. And this means that local businesses and residents form service associations. They organize and manage their own essential services, such as repairs, billing, maintenance. They legally withhold payments for non-delivered services, and over time, these communities build a parallel governance structure functioning within the law but independent of corrupt officials. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, obviously, first of all, the whole thing of community action, I'm fully in agreement with.
Mm.
And my entire life, I've sort of supported that. So that part of the discussion, you know, I agree with. But the number one, there is a problem with the governance system, and that not enough powers are devolved to the local government as it is. And the concern that I have with what Sakalicha have done here is that this is further going to erode the powers, you know, of the local municipality.
Mm.
What I did not like is that he said elections are not going to solve these problems.
Mm.
So can I be straight with you?
Yeah.
Because I've heard white and black people say this. So in other words, what they're saying is that what place does democracy hold?
Mm.
Because the whole point of democracy is that we the people get to choose who leads us.
Yeah.
Now, for me, So if a local council is failing, they've got this local government act, which says, right, if your municipal council's collapsing, then you can go to the province, and according to the Municipal Act and the Constitution, the province is supposed to step in. And if the province can't get it right, then you're supposed to go to national government, and national government is supposed to step in. And this was what Sakalicha was doing, you know, with the central government, because they'd been through all the levels, and then they were they had notified the president, the minister of finance, the minister for local government, that they were going to sue them personally, in their own personal capacity, if they didn't do something and uphold their legal responsibilities. Now, that's all good and well. But what I'm saying is, so first of all, now if the national state collapses, who do you go to? And what some guys are talking about now, then you go to the United Nations. Now, there was a TV program called The Twilight Zone when I was a young adult.
Yeah.
And the music went like that. So every time I hear people talking like this, the music's going. So if you don't get your way in the constitutional court, then you go to the international courts, and you operate under international law. Now my first question regarding that is, who voted for international law? Since when did this international law thing come into place?
Yeah.
What law are we talking about? You know, and people talk like under international law. How did this happen? You're a sovereign country. All right. So as far as I'm concerned, if people vote and they keep voting the same people in, then the place must collapse.
Yeah.
And they must suffer the consequences.
Yeah.
And what I do like is getting community groups together and using those community groups to put pressure on your elected representatives. You should be able to recall the representatives. And my biggest question is, what are all those, because he spoke from the perspective of the businesses in Lichtenburg. So what are all those businesses doing to go and educate the voters?
Yeah.
On what they need to vote for, who they need to vote for, why, you know, all of that sort of stuff. And you know, why can't they support a local ratepayers association where you go and find good leaders to go and stand, if you know what I'm saying? You know, why can't they utilize the elective process? And what I also don't like, because I mean, this was done with Tshwane, where it was placed under the administration of the province when the DA was leading Tshwane. Now, I'm not a fan of the DA. Anyone who knows me knows. But here's the thing, the DA had the mayorship. And the next thing, the Gauteng province comes in and takes over. And obviously they're doing it for political reasons. But that usurps the authority of the voters of Tshwane, of Pretoria.
Yeah.
So I don't like that law. I actually have a huge problem with the law.
Yeah.
The national government and the provincial government should have no say over the local government.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And also, the local government's now beholden to the national government because the national government gives them money. I don't like that either. We're supposed to have different levels of government.
Yeah. Yeah. Black Knight, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts, I'm busy trying to put them together right now. but first things first is that, you know, on the surface, this thing sounds cool, sounds nice, because I think most of us, we are for...
Well, not on the surface. The aspect of involving the community is a good thing.
I'm thinking that is the surface where we're going to use the community change. Where I think that's what they
No, but using. If communities really get involved, you yes. get a true democracy.
Yeah, but here with this communities,
I'm just talking about the community aspect.
Oh yes, that part. Yes, that part.
That's something that needs to happen in South Africa. People need to become good citizens and take responsibility, and that means you get stuck in with your council and you start sorting out your area. You know, we've got terrible potholes down the road.
Oh my goodness, and they get worse every single day.
No, they will. Because there's running water there.
Yeah.
So when for me, my biggest issue obviously is business taking over a lot of things with what he's alluding that business, especially if like businesses take over a whole municipality, that's like a big thing. And obviously, we are going to face, even though he disagrees, there is going to be problems where I feel like businesses will obviously, like Pastor Gavin said, that they shouldn't do, but I feel like it will happen where they erode or override the government itself and their laws. And they will obviously have good reasons on why they do that. And also, looking at the poor communities, I don't think they're going to benefit much from such doings, because already the businesses in the poor communities are already just there to suck out whatever is left in the community. They're not there to... That's what I've seen so far. They're
you
not
sound
there
like
to,
a communist now.
No, that's what I've seen. That's what I've seen. Businesses in the...
Okay, so now when you go to the shop around the corner, that's only sucking out of you.
And the things that they sell, though, it's not like they're good things. In fact, we've had... No, meaning that, in fact, we've had cases where these things are actually... they kill the kids at the end of the day. So it's
that's
all,
not
it's,
businesses.
It's all for profit.
That's not businesses. That's another topic which we need to
discuss. Yeah, but
around... But, these guys coming from Muslim nations
and also,
are taking over the
positives. And also, I look at the businesses in my community. They hardly employ like South Africans and people who live in that specific area. If it's Tafentine, if it's Rosettenville, but you'll find people coming out of other areas, as in like we have areas like Soweto, people coming from Soweto but working in your community, and you are sitting without a job. So that's what I'm talking about, that there's businesses that I've witnessed in actually my community, and they do nothing. And if they're doing something, let me tell you, it's not the best. It doesn't even last. So my biggest problem is giving this power to the businesses. I think you also did kind of say it, that we're giving this power
you
to
know,
the business.
I think with me, there's
sorry,
a...
Sorry, but I just want to say, make one point to Black Knot. Because he's driving an e-hailer vehicle, basically.
Oh.
So he's running his own personal business. Yeah. So he's a businessman that's sucking out of the community. Just then the... I don't agree with that point.
So I think with me, I agree with the whole community coming together. Uh-huh. There's an estate. Now, I don't agree completely with what this estate is doing, because, you know, the 2030 plan and the surveillance thing and stuff like that, I feel like they headed towards that. But there's an estate in Pretoria where basically their taxes or their rates and whatever cover what they need to cover. So the security, the maintenance and all of these things. So much so that within that estate, they have hired a different business that gives out fines to the people there. So there's a specific limit that the people within the estate need to drive at. And
yeah,
if you,
wanna,
you don't drive,
I think we
in
must
that
change the subject. Eh? You're gonna set me off here.
If you don't drive in that,
you're gonna
hear
things on the show. You're not gonna want to hear.
In your bills for the end of the month, it's there.
Credit as a fine.
Score. As a fine.
Credit score.
What's this? If, for instance, your dustbin hasn't been taken out or cleaned or whatever, you are able to complain because you're paying those rates, and then within the community there, the people who have been elected as the governing bodies and whatever, they deal with those issues in terms of the waste removal. Obviously, then, specific those things I agree with. But then when we go into detail with now how this the surveillance in that estate and things like that, that's, again, like Pascal said, is a topic for another day, because I don't think I'd live in that estate.
Yeah, but they used those cameras to track down Mr. Sibir. General Sabia. We were speaking about that last week.
Yeah.
The next thing is all of the photos of you in court.
Yeah.
With all of these security surveillance cameras that they're going to use to find you with facial recognition and number plate recognition.
Yeah. But basically what I'm taking out of that, when you see a community like that come together and say that we'd rather use businesses and we'd rather use to deal with the ticketing system, because now the security company is not asking for bribes. well, I don't know if they've been had situations where they ask for bribes and stuff like that, but the ticket goes straight to your bill for the end of the month. Whereas now we're finding people who have paid their tickets, trying to renew their license, and all of a sudden the tickets that they paid years ago are popping up again, and stuff like that. So I think I agree with the whole thing of community associations coming together and dealing, and I think it would also help a bit with the situation. Do I think it's going to alleviate corruption? Unfortunately not. Something Pascal always says, the government is a reflection of us.
With the businesses running these things, and they don't get chosen.
But I feel when there's some sense of accountability,
you mean they don't
right
get elected?
Now,
yes.
And no, that part
you,
I agree.
And
yes,
don't
that part
remove
is
remove them. That's dangerous.
Yeah, that if you, it has to be a democracy. It has to be something that everyone chooses within the community. But our law has made it that we can't. The general citizens don't have a choice in terms of what the government.
Because how this thing wants to be ran is that we choose a leader. But he's controlled by the overall business. The one that represents is like the leader will come to the community and speak to the community and stuff. But he's working for these businesses that are running.
You know what the biggest thing? You know what the biggest problem with this is? And it's the same. You know, we've been listening in the Matlanga Commission, and we've also been listening in the Dumkwanazi Ad Hoc Committee in Parliament. The situation we've already got in South Africa is your cabinet minister has no power. That's what's come out. And people are talking like that's a good thing. Because the cabinet minister is the one who's been voted in. Okay? And indirectly they have been voted in because the cabinet minister is chosen by the president and you voted for the president. So now this cabinet minister is an elected representative. You know, in a period of less than 5 years, he's going to be accountable or she's going to be accountable to the people. And we saw in the last election, if you mess up people around for too long, they're going to vote you out. But now this cabinet minister doesn't have any power to do anything. And the power, for example, like with the police, is all in the Commission of Police. And with what Saka Licha and Alec Hogg were talking about, yeah, that's the danger of what I see. That you elect your town council and your mayor, and they're going to be powerless to fix anything.
Yeah. Yeah. In Luke chapter 16, verse 10, it says, whoever can be trusted with little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much.
Yeah. So for the South Africans, you know, yes, you guys, you say we don't need a Christian in power. But only a Christian is going to believe that. And I want to say to you right now, that people are using the corruption in South Africa to take away your rights. And your rights in terms of the fact that you have the right to elect who runs your city, your town, your province, and your nation. And now they're saying because this elected government doesn't work, we need these corporates on the side to come in and save the day. The corporates are not elected. The bureaucrats in the civil service are not elected. And so the only way to avert that is that you become a real citizen. That, for example, your vote is a small thing, but only when you can be entrusted with that vote to vote for people who are going to to operate, you know, with the values of the Bible, only then can you be trusted with much. And so the biggest thing is, and I believe this is what the Lord's calling for in South Africa today, is that people become proper citizens. And, you know, God has given you the authority to go out and make a difference, that you become that citizen and make that difference. And then watch what's going to happen in the nation.
Yeah. So let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Do you agree with what Saka Licha is doing and what their thoughts? Go and listen to the interview and listen to our thoughts as well. And then let us know what you think about the whole thing. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio, you've got...
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and...
The Black Knight.
Right here on The Political Show, where Christ Politics is...
Hot Politics.
Hot Politics.